Hi, everyone, and welcome to the episode one of the second series of Story Selling. I'm Lawrence Chapman, senior copywriter here at Product Marketing Alliance, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Elliot Rayner, who's the chief marketing officer at Arian and host of the show. In this episode, Elliot's going to be providing an insight in what you, the listener, can be expecting in the coming weeks on the back of a really successful first series of the Story Selling podcast. Absolute pleasure to be there talking with you once again, Elliot.
Yeah, it's great to be doing this again, Lawrence. It feels like a long time since we first had a conversation of doing this and building a podcast around storytelling, specifically about product marketing. And it was great to start the series again and revisit some of those things we talked about in the first season.
Yeah. And speaking of the first season, it was really well received, so much so that we're really thrilled to share the exciting news that obviously there's been a second series of Story Selling that we've got in the works. So can you just tell the listeners what they can expect to see and what you're going to be discussing in particular?
In the first season, it was really me just sharing some of the things I'd learned during my career about storytelling. Storytelling has just been growing from strength to strength when it comes to product marketing. And I'd been very lucky through my career to work with people who are expert storytellers. So it was just taking the time to get some insights from them about how they approach storytelling. In this season, I was able to get some great feedback from people who had heard about the course and also through the workshops I've been doing, and basically just using that feedback to revisit the series and create something new. One of the things I heard on throughout the whole time since I started teaching storytelling is, can we have more B2B examples? It's, of course, for obvious reasons, the majority of examples when you talk about storytelling are B2C and major brands. And that's my experience as well through working in the sports industry for Adidas and for ASICS, creating physical products used by people. But of course, a lot of the audience for product marketing and actually a lot of product marketers are actually in tech. They're B2B, and they wanted to know some, is there differences to the approach, to the frameworks, and some case studies. And that's really what I tried to focus with and trying to hunt down three or four people who are expert storytellers within B2B and within tech, and to kind of do the same as the first series is interview them and try and get some secrets from them and how people can become better storytellers within B2B.
That sounds awesome. And from you, from almost like a personal perspective, what have you in particular been up to since the end of series one?
Yeah, it's funny, because I remember when we first started, we were deep into lockdowns. And that was one of the reasons of me wanting to do the podcast, because it's a way to challenge myself and to keep learning during that time. I think like most people, I got really used to going to a lot of conferences as a way to keep learning. And obviously during that time, that was restricted for us. Interestingly enough, since the last podcast, have been able to put all of the thoughts and the things that I learned during that time, and was able to build a certification with the Product Marketing Alliance, so the Storytelling Certified, which we released this year. And that's been a really amazing experience to take all of the things that I've learned through the podcast, through my career, through the storytelling workshops that I've done, and put pen to paper and build it into a proper course. So it's been really nice to do that and take everything that I've learned into this second season as well.
Fantastic. And I know you kind of alluded to starting the podcast, obviously, when we were in the height of lockdown. It was really, really challenging for everyone. But obviously recently, we've been able to appear in person at one of our product marketing summits. So what was your experience of that like, and what were your key takeaways that you took from the event?
Yeah, that was really brilliant. It was in Amsterdam earlier in the year. And I think it was one of the first, it was my first conference in about 2 years. And I think actually with all the people I spoke to, they were going through something very similar. And when I went up on stage to see like over 100 people in the same room, it was quite jarring. It'd been a long time since I'd seen that many people in the same room after a couple of years. But it was brilliant. It also just the idea of having 100 product marketers and in the same place and from really respected brands and getting to know them. And that was one of the reasons that really wanted me to revisit the podcast, because a few people at the event said, oh, we listened to the podcast and we liked this episode or we learned this from it, and asking when the next one was coming. So I thought, oh, maybe it's a time to revisit it. And of course, at the event, I chose to speak about storytelling. Specifically, I did a conference speech about how I believe product marketing is the story engine of the company. And it was really great to once again work with a lot of product marketers about how they approach storytelling. And actually, a few of the people who are going to be featuring in the podcast are people who I met at the event that day. So it was a really nice experience.
And you kind of, you have kind of like teased it a little bit there, but we're going to pick up in this question now. So obviously during season one, you treated us to some really, accomplished guests from some, almost like globally recognized brands, really. So we had, guests from Asics, Adidas, Capgemini, Gymshark. So what kind of guests will you be having on the podcast for series two? And what kind of qualities do you think that they'll bring?
Yeah, so as I said, I really wanted to listen to the feedback from people who what they wanted to hear more from. And it was very clear, moving away from the sports industry and more into tech, which is my job now. So I was more than happy to do that, because that's what I'm having to do now, is learning how storytelling is different within tech. And I'm also at B2B now, so it's also an advantage for me to start learning a little bit more about how storytelling works in B2B. So those are the two things. And then the second one was to make sure I was always speaking with people who were leading product marketing divisions. So everyone on in this season is either a director or a head of product marketing. And then I also tried to get into brands that maybe a little bit different, to don't have the luxury that the Adidases and Asics of the world had from the last season, of having this huge, well-known brand, oiled machine, huge marketing teams, and actually products and features that are a little bit harder to sell, maybe a little bit less known and more B2B. And that's what I got. And so actually there's four different companies. One is Juni, one is Konto, GoDaddy, and Backbase. And I'm sure the audience have maybe heard of a couple of them and maybe not others, but I guarantee they have probably encountered or used all four. So really big brands. And three of them actually in fintech, which I found a really interesting industry to cover, because there's probably not many industries that have grown, especially in the startup world and the tech world, quicker than fintech. There's some major brands there. And that allowed me to ask some questions, because the product marketers at these companies have had to scale so quickly that some of their stories about how they approach that and how they utilize storytelling to manage that scaling or to manage operating in a B2B environment were really insightful within this season.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a really exciting series. Once again, as you say, with some of the brands that you've, some of the brands that you've mentioned there, I've come across, some of the ones that you've mentioned, use some of them in particular, GoDaddy. It's going to be really exciting. So what kind of questions will you be asking your guests during the season?
Yeah, so there's a few similar ones that I asked last season, which is asking about their approach to storytelling, what's their philosophy, when they first encountered it, because I think that's always really interesting to see, to not assume that they see storytelling the same way. And so those kind of similar ones I bring across. But then there's obviously some more specific ones that I wanted to introduce, obviously asking them the difference. Did they see a difference between B2C and B2B? Obviously, that would be one of the big feedback that I got. And the answers to that were really interesting, to see how people operating in a very B2B environment approach it, and seeing their viewpoint of how they see the difference between those two worlds, which I got some very different answers to those questions. And then I also brought in a question that I've been asking and exploring a lot within my workshops this year, which is something that I teach in my workshops, which is about Aristotle's persuasion triangle. So Aristotle's got this triangle of that persuasion is based on three key foundations, which is emotion, logic, and credibility. And what he means is that the most great arguments of persuasion, and in that thought also storytelling, contain a balance between those three. And what I have really learned in the last couple of years with all of the workshops I'm doing is that the balance of this is really interesting to create the right story. You need the right balance between the three, but which one you lead on really depends on the brand, what you're trying to achieve, the industry, the audience. And so I asked each of the guests, which of those three things do they lead with? Emotion, logic, or credibility? And I got some really interesting and revealing answers into their current approach and how they're utilizing that as part of their marketing strategy.
And that sounds great. And obviously, to find out what those insights are, the guys will have to tune into the podcast and find out. what were some of the key learnings that you took from last season? Obviously, you've kind of mentioned very briefly, the whole B2B, B2C element of and that side of things. But was there anything else that you took that you want to try and implement into this new series?
Yeah, I mean, with the B2B and B2C thing, I got some really contrasting answers, which is great. One of the interesting things is that we often approach as B2B, it's more difficult to do a few things than it is B2C, and that is true. But actually, on one of the conversations, learning that actually with B2B, in some ways, you have a huge advantage. Because when I teach storytelling, one of the key things I say is, obviously, the more you know about your audience, the easier you can craft a better story. And in some respects, when it comes to B2B, you have more an opportunity to know your audience because you can sometimes know them, their exact role, their position in the company. B2B has to be a lot closer and a lot more niche than B2C, where it might just be as loose as, well, they're 14 to 19, they love football, they're, speaking from my Adidas days, it was more of a market rather than a specific niche of people. And so it's interesting to think that actually there can be an advantage for B2B storytellers in that respect. Another part was seeing how strict or loose the approach was. Some people coming with, like myself, loving a framework, a canvas to ideate from. And others who just really approach storytelling as a skill, as something that, as a mindset, as a culture that you set within your team, and seeing how both of those approaches can work well, depending on what you're trying to achieve. And then finally, another thing which we've explored before is this idea of internal and external. So we always think of the skill of storytelling being something that helps you in marketing campaigns, or things that you're doing outside of the company. But as product marketers know, half of our job is actually influencing inside the company, whether it be the C-suite or brand marketing or with product. And actually, storytelling is one of the best weapons to do that. So it was very interesting to hear some of the guests talk about actually how they utilize storytelling a lot, not to them to an external marketing capacity, but just in their everyday lives, from presentations to emails. And so that was a really interesting insight that I took.
Now that sounds great. And, I'm sure, focusing on insights, that there's going to be so many insights and learnings that, the listeners take from this, from the second series. I mean, just looking at the response from series one that gained, there was so much traction surrounding that. And that was fantastic. And it's kind of, obviously, as you were saying, you were kind of, personally asked for this second series, was this going to happen? So it's great to have that in the works. But how else can people learn about product storytelling, just to kind of round things off?
Yeah, of course, in addition to these episodes, really happy that the canvas that I just mentioned, that it was something I've been working on for a while, is one of the big feedback I've always got is, well, where do I start? It's very intimidating for people to look at a blank piece of paper and think, okay, I've got to write a story. And so I started working on a canvas, which includes all of the things I talk about in my workshops and people will recognize from the first season of the podcast. And that's something I built on Miro. That's free. People can use it and experiment with their own teams and hold a storytelling session. But as I mentioned, we also put together the Storytelling Certified course with the Product Marketing Alliance. So really happy that that's something that people can purchase and study. And within that, there's hours of content of everything that I've ever worked on or created or presented. And it's all exactly how I usually present across three elements. So whenever I teach storytelling, I always focus on three key areas. It's the logic, which focuses on the structure of a story. So teaching people the science of storytelling, how you can break it down. The second is the delivery. So how can you deliver emotion? So understanding your audience to deliver a really strong story that's catered and targeted. And number three is, just as we explored that triangle of Aristotle, the third one is credibility. And so how can you embed purpose and resonate, which, as I always say, is the core of every great story, is doing something that's very authentic to yourself. So not just understanding your audience, but understanding who you are as a storyteller, what makes you authentic and what makes you different. So yeah, if anyone's interested, you can check out the Storytelling Certified certification as well.
Fantastic. Elliot, thank you so much for your time. You know, it's going to be, I'm sure, you know, such a interesting series, as was the case with series one. And for any of the listeners out there who haven't listened to series one of Story Selling, that's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and at the PMA website at www.productmarketingalliance.com/podcasts. But for now, Elliot, thank you so much. And, you know, obviously I'm sure that the show will be a great success.
Thanks, Lawrence. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. And if you're interested in continuing your storytelling journey, you can do so right here with the Product Marketing Alliance. Storytelling Certified is 100% self-paced online course spread over 5 modules, 47 chapters, and over 3 hours of video content. Featuring 9 storytelling templates and frameworks, including the Story Engine Canvas, so that you can immediately start ideating and experimenting with great product stories. Find out more at productmarketingalliance.com.